they can just refinance if the interest rates go down. But if you don't buy, not only are you playing with the interest rates go up or down, but you're also playing with the prices that which inevitably will be going up because there's not enough supply for the demand, even though the interest rates were supposed to smash the demand.
Welcome to the Get Real Podcast. Your high-octane boost of full-on reality therapy for personal, business, and investing success with your host, Ron Phillips, because somebody's got to tell it like it is.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Get Real Podcast. Ron Phillips, Heather Marchant here. Man, I don't know about you, but this has been a long time coming.
Yeah. I'm kind of digging this topic today.
Yeah. Anyway, man, there's so many things to be concerned about, right? There's inflation. Are we headed for some kind of financial issues as a country? Are we going to hit a recession? Are we going to have stagflation? So many of these scary words, half of which I don't think most people even really comprehend. So everybody, I think, freezes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with any change, Ron, like when something changes, we see about 2 weeks of a freeze. Even with investors that are educated, they typically kind of just pause for a minute when there's a big change.
It's like a cat that gets scared. There's like,
yes. Yes.
Freeze, look around, figure out what's going on.
Yep.
And man, I completely understand that. As many times in business and in life, investments, where I have felt that same impulse to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, most of the time, the freezing is not a good thing. Moving is almost always better. And enter Dave Ramsey, who is a, generally speaking, I mean, I was getting ready to call him a freezer, but he's not. He's a mover. A lot of what Dave says to a certain segment of his audience, I completely agree with. And then he loses me when he starts talking about real estate, like almost every time. And listen, there's been all of this talk about interest rates potentially coming down, and people were adamant about this. Well, I think most of that talk is leaving, if it's not already left the building. And now Dave is, I think, in the same boat, although Dave and his audience pretty much don't care about interest rates any more than they affect the pricing of real estate or anything else, I guess, for that matter. And enter this article where he talks about when's the best time to buy a house. I'm not sure last year if he was 100% on this train, but it's pretty clear now that he is on the train that really you ought to be buying. And if you remember, Heather, we did a show, I think it was last year. I don't think the year had quite ended. And we were telling people, look, you can buy right now with a discount from builders and sellers. And if the interest rates go down next year, prices are going to skyrocket and you guys will have hit a home run. I'm pretty sure I remember saying that.
Yep.
Now, interest rates aren't going to go down. Crazy thing is, prices haven't gone down either.
Yes, like you're still hitting a home run. I loved so many parts of this article. We'll link in the show notes, but so many good quotes that I feel like we've said almost word for word in the last several months. One that I loved is, it says, Ramsey warns that lower rates would encourage more people to buy homes and sellers would respond to the increase in demand by raising prices.
Sometimes I don't feel like saying, I say it quite a bit. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yes.
I think that's so obvious.
I know.
I mean, we have a supply and demand problem. We have had it. We are going to continue to have it. We have been through the numbers. You know what the numbers are. We're short units and builders have pulled back, not expanded. That's not going to get better. So we have a supply demand problem. If you make it easier for the demand side to buy the supply that's not adequate, prices have to go up. It's too many dollars chasing too few goods, period. Prices are going to go up.
Yeah. I think one thing that I think is helpful to, I guess, put in perspective is these builders, they're paying higher interest rates than what we pay when we buy a house on the construction loan because they're higher risk.
Substantially.
Yeah. I talked to a builder this week. They're between 9 and 10% on a construction loan,
which a year ago was hard money rates. Now it's regular bank rates. Prime interest rate is 8.5%. And almost all of those loans are prime plus. And I'm telling you, it's going to get worse from the interest rate perspective before it gets better. So here's where the kind of the quandary comes in. And Dave is right. Prices are most likely not coming down. They are most likely going to continue to go up. They are still going up. So
despite the high interest rate environment, he says there aren't enough property, not enough properties to meet demand. So
yeah,
get prices this. Are climbing.
From February 2024 to March 2024, prices, median prices went up 2%. It's massive. Now,
yeah,
in understandable that in the you know first quarter of the year, when people start to want to buy properties, right? So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But there's not enough supply. That's why there's just not enough. And in this article, the supply is increasing. It increased by like 100,000 units. There's not even close to enough. Not even close. So what happens? You know, we talked about all these scary things that are going on. So what is the answer here? How do you win whatever game it is that you're playing? And that's another thing that I think is so cool, Heather. People get to play whatever game it is that they want.
Yeah.
And success is defined by how you define it.
Yes. That's so true.
And all you really need to do at that point, figure out what success looks like to you. It's going to look different to everybody. And then figure out the things that can get you there.
Yeah.
Real estate can do that, but you've got to be about real estate in order for it to work.
Yeah. I'm listing another property, Ron. I haven't even talked to you about this. We've had a really couple of busy weeks. We are getting live conversation on the podcast, but I'm listing a townhome that I bought. The tenant moves out this weekend. That's the part that you maybe not know. And my townhome I bought for $138,500, and I am going to list it for $165,000. And I just bought it in December of 2021. And this property hasn't like killed it. We did talk about this property last time, but it hasn't been like home run cash flow wise. But to be able to list it and realistically get that price, because it's an entry level price. And like you said, Ron, I mean, this is the time of year that people want to buy. So
here's the thing. They can just refinance if the interest rates go down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't buy, not only are you playing with whether or not the interest rates go up or down, but you're also playing with the prices that which inevitably will be going up because there's not enough supply for the demand, even though the interest rates were supposed to smash the demand. If you recall, that's literally what they said at the Fed. We are going to lower interest rates. It will crush demand, which should make prices go down. But you can't do that when you have a hole that has been building over the last decade of not enough inventory. And we still have this big crater that's not filled in with inventory. And so we're seeing the results of this. The Fed, I don't know how in the world they lower interest rates. We talked about the producer price index and the consumer price index, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. I think it was when I had Aaron Chapman on while you were out, Heather.
Yeah.
And producer price index is up. That's what producers, manufacturers are paying for the raw materials to produce the things that are bought that are most likely not even covered in the consumer price index, right? And inflation. The government plays this shell game by taking things out of the inflation calculation. And you know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Did I send you a picture of the eggs, Heather?
No.
Or did I just tell you about the eggs?
Yeah, I don't think I saw a picture.
If you're so wealthy and you're listening to this, you haven't been to the store in a while. Good for you, by the way. But if you take a trip, just go to the store. And look at what things cost.
Yeah.
Look at what groceries cost. Eggs, they're over $10.
For a dozen, yes?
Yes. Not for like a flat, not for like a value pack that you get at Costco. I'm talking about a dozen eggs. Now,
was it like organic?
Listen, like granted, I buy good eggs. Okay.
Yeah, so do
happy,
I.
Happy eggs from happy chickens. They taste better, people.
I agree.
Telling you. They taste better. They're darker when you crack them.
Yep.
They're just better. But those still weren't anywhere near 10 to 12 bucks. They were nowhere near that. They were the upper side of like 6, 7. They've doubled in price. Look at what is going on with produce and meat. Everything is ridiculously more expensive. And listen, those of you who are fans of this show are smart. You're a smart person.
Because you listen to this. You must be smart.
Clearly, you must be smart because you listen to this show. And we love you for it. You see it all around you in everything. And the government is telling you everything's cool. Just like they said that inflation is transitory. Well, guess what? It isn't transitory. It's not going away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they can fudge the numbers all they want, but you know, because you're out there buying stuff, it's not gone. It isn't transitory. It's still here. And mark my words,
if you are watching this on video, you year. Should see that.
It is an election year, so literally anything can happen. However, I don't know how the Fed can lower interest rates. I don't know how interest rates on a 30-year home mortgage, and I know those aren't necessarily tied together. I don't know how any of that happens with inflation the way that it is. I just don't see it happening.
Well, I love in this article, it says, Ramsey also warned that the Federal Reserve is unpredictable. Sometimes the certainty of now is easier to plan for than the uncertainty of the future. I think that's...
Boy, isn't that the truth. So, yes. Hey, hat tip, Dave Ramsey. That I agree with 100%. The logical thing is that interest rates should not come down, because if you lower them, we're going to have inflation. If you make money cheaper, people are going to buy more stuff. We don't have enough stuff. It's already too expensive. If you flood the economy with cheap money, we're going to have more of a problem. So I cannot see them doing that. That said, it is an election year. God help us if they do. If they do that and you have purchased real estate, I'm going to just tell you right now, it's going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
There's no way that doesn't happen if they lower interest rates. I don't think they're going to, but if they do, Dave Ramsey is correct. Home prices are going to go through the roof. Now, what happens if it doesn't? What happens if they don't lower it? I still think home prices are going to go up. Potentially, the interest rates are going to keep climbing. But the cool thing about a 30-year fixed mortgage is that if the rates come down, you can refinance and lock the bank into a lower rate for 30 years.
Yeah, I was just going to say 30 years. 30 years.
Heather, am I up in the night, or did I hear something internally in our company where people who buy a property now can do a no-cost refinance or something similar to that?
Yes, our main lender is offering that. In fact, most lenders, if you ask them, will offer that to say, what if I want to refi in 2 years and the rates come down? They say, oh yeah, we won't charge any lender fees. They want the business now. Same as that quote, right? The certainty of now. I mean, we know the interest rates now. We know what where we're buying. If we say, let's wait for 2 years and see where interest rates are, you don't know that uncertainty. I love that quote. I'm going to like put that up on my mirror.
I'm in awe of a few things. I'm in awe that Dave Ramsey and I agree on something.
On something about real estate. Yeah.
On something about real estate. I agree. If you are in wicked credit card debt, you should take his course. You should get out of that debt as quickly as possible. Seriously. And I love beans and rice. I would never choose to eat them on a daily basis. Again, I did that for a couple of years, but I love them
with I do too.
Other things. So I'm not about beans and rice all the time, beans and rice all the time, get out of debt. I'm about get out of debt as fast as you can, that consumer debt that will just kill you and crush you. Mm-hmm. I do think that's important. But I'm in awe of the fact that Dave Ramsey and I agree. I'm in awe of the fact that there are so many people who, for whatever reason, seem to want to wait to buy assets while they're in and the mechanism to purchase them is also increasing in value. And I'll say another thing too. There's a lot of people who have, and maybe this is you, maybe you have a lot of cash that's sitting on the sidelines, and that cash is generating 4 or 5% sitting in a money market account at the bank. And you're wondering what to do with that money. What if your bank would give you 4 to 5%, and at the same time, they would like give you upside in their bank? Mm-hmm. And you could have upside in that bank without really having to pay anything for the benefit of that. And what if you could write off that 4 to 5% with some really cool tax benefits that the bank gave you? All of that sounds really cool to me. And that's basically what investment real estate does. What if you could take the cash out of there? And even if you're like Dave Ramsey, even if you pay cash for stuff, right?
Sixes and sevens. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get 2 to 3% more than you can get in the bank on your cash return. And you have an asset that, look at me agreeing with Dave Ramsey, is going up in value and it's going to probably continue to go up in value. You've paid cash for it, right? No big deal. Let's say for some reason the Fed gets a wild hair this year and they decide that they want to lower the interest rates down to 5%, which the life of me can't believe would happen, but let's just say it does. And then you go, huh, they just lowered the rates to 5%. Maybe I'll take out a loan.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know that you can just do that? anytime you want. You could pay cash, go the safe route, and then the interest rates come and you're like, wow, okay, man, the property's going to cash flow pretty well right now. If I go get a loan at 5%, you can do that. Same thing if you bought the property today and you had a 7% interest rate loan, they lower the interest rates to 5%. You can just refinance to 5%.
Exactly.
These builders people, we have negotiated pretty crazy deals. We told you about one just a few weeks ago in Alabama where the builder has actually pre-bought the rate down to like 5.5%. So if you wanted a 5.5% loan, you can get it.
Yeah, pretty exciting. I mean, the builders that I've talked to in the last couple of weeks, which is probably, I can think of three offhand, I mean, they are going, what can we do to close? I mean, we got to close because their carrying costs are high with those construction loans. And so they're motivated to get a quicker close. So if you're sitting on cash, man, you got a motivated seller just for a quick close with high holding costs.
And these builders, not only do they have high carrying costs, but they also have banks who now look at their financials with those higher carrying costs, and it reduces the amount of properties that they can build. So the velocity with which they have to turn these houses is much greater as a percentage than it used to be for them to be able to continue to operate. So it's not even that the houses won't sell. It's that they got to have a higher velocity, because if they don't, they can't continue to build. Because their ability to loan or to get loans is being hampered by the smaller local banks who don't want to take the risk because of all of the things we talked about at the beginning of the podcast. No one knows really what's happening here. There's all of this unsteady.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I can say, real estate doesn't go to zero.
Yeah.
And there's four returns. If one of them starts to not go so well, there's still three more. So, if you've been out there and you've been wondering about this and you've got money sitting in the bank and you're feeling pretty comfortable at 4 to 5%, just know you could be getting the same thing or more, and you could be getting, you know, 2 to 3 other returns depending on whether you decide to pay cash or decide to finance it. I just want to end on a positive note with Dave Ramsey here. Dave says he also recommends a down payment. Now, I didn't think Dave was about mortgages at all.
Yeah.
But apparently I missed something. Dave, he says, people should have 3 to 6 months worth of an emergency fund available. Absolutely, you should.
100%.
And you should have, for every investment property, you should have something similar, because there's usually expenses and financial circumstances that come up when you buy properties. He also says that you should get out of consumer debt, including credit cards, student loans, like all these things that take money out of your pocket. And then he recommends down payment of at least 5 to 10%, but he strongly encourages people to put down 20% if possible to avoid paying private mortgage insurance, PMI. I couldn't agree more, Dave. Well played. You can't do that with investment property anyway. It's going to be 20 to 25% down, but I agree on all of those things. Mm-hmm. Dave, I can't believe we're agreeing on so many things.
I know. It had so many good points in here. I love that he said, if you're ready to buy, now's the time. And I mean, it was definitely validating from someone who's pretty conservative. I love
it. I gotta say, I used to advertise on Dave's show back in the day.
That's
way,
right.
way
back. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
I met Dave because we all the people in Salt Lake who advertised on his show when he came to town, he paid for a lunch for us. He and his wife are super nice people, and very genuine. He believes everything he teaches. I vehemently disagree with him on a few points. However, the man is a super cool guy, and he's worth a gazillion dollars. So he's doing a whole lot in business, right? And he has helped a ton of people. And today, my friends, Dave Ramsey and I agree. Mark it down.
Just hold that.
Mark it down. I agree with Dave. And on that, until next week, get out there and make something happen.
This has been the Get Real Podcast. To subscribe and for more information, including a list of all episodes, go to getrealestatesuccess.com.